Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Hey, Steve! Listen, you guys, walk home with you. Bobby! Hi, Cindy.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Everything's wrong.
What do you mean?
My whole class hates me.
You didn't say anything about getting a boat.
Well, I didn't know I was going to.
Hey, honey, where'd you get that?
Well, I delivered my plans, you know, for the marine addition to Joe Houston.
Yeah?
He was about to commit this thing to the junkyard. Well, I thought, with a little work, you know, we can fix it up.
Far out.
Well, it doesn't look very seaworthy.
Ah.
As a matter of fact, it doesn't even look very bathtub-worthy.
Wow, a boat! Is it ours?
Well, I'm afraid so, sweetie.
When do we go sailing?
As soon as we're sure we're not going to go sinking.
Hey, look what we got, Bobby.
Hey, where are you going?
Up to my room.
Gee, that's not like Bobby.
Well, I thought he'd be more excited than anyone.
I think Bobby has a problem.
A problem? Did something happen at school today?
It must have.
Why?
Bobby said his whole class hates him.
I hate you, too.
Mind if we come in? Goodness, Bobby, you look like the world has come to an end.
That'd be good.
What, bad as all that?
Want to talk about it?
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing anybody can do.
Well, let's see. Come on, you tell us about it.
So?
Don't you know what it is?
Sure, it's an armband. School safety monitor.
Safety monitor? SM should stand for snitch monitor.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I have to think on all my friends.
That's not thinking, Bobby. If the kids at school break a rule, it's the safety monitor's job to report them.
Some job. When the teacher asked for a volunteer, not one kid in the class raised his hand. Not one kid. So she made me the safety. The class cop.
Did you ever stop to think that she might have picked you out because she thought you were responsible enough to do a good job?
What do you mean?
Well, take police, for instance. You know, it isn't part of their job to like arresting people. They share a responsibility to enforce the rules.
And rules are very important, Bobby. They're made to protect people.
Never thought of it that way.
And you'll be a great safety monitor, Bobby, if you try.
You think so?
Why, we'd bet on it. Mm-hmm.
are you doing?
Studying the rules. If I gotta be a safety monitor, I'm gonna be the best one the school ever had.
Well, it's past your bedtime, so just a few more minutes, okay?
Okay. Oh, wow!
What's the matter?
I didn't know chewing gum was against the rules. I've been illegal all term.
Regulation 16A says you're not allowed to chew gum in classrooms or hallways. This is my post. No gum.
Who's chewing gum? Hey, wait! You're trying to swallow the evidence.
I just did.
Yeah.
Won't do any good. I'm not a chicken. I'm just doing my job. How do you spell your name? Last name first.
Well... She's, you know, every time we go someplace, she always gets car sick. We have to give her this Dramamine.
What's your name?
Why?
You just littered.
I tried to get it in the waste can.
That's what they all say. Name, please. Last name first. There's to be no disorderly conduct in the halls, especially at my post.
We're only trying to help you carry his books.
That's your story.
I know. Last name first.
Boy, this is what I've always wanted. A boat.
Me too. Give me a boat and a moonlit night, and I'm all set.
Haven't you forgot something?
What?
The girl.
Oh, she's there, little brother. She's there.
Ahoy there.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Okay, kids. We're going to go sailing. Going to have to learn a little something about it.
With a boat this size, there really isn't much to learn, is there?
Oh, yeah? Well, if you want to do it safely, there's a lot more than you think. For instance, who knows which side is port and which is starboard?
The left side is port.
Right, yeah.
I know which side is starboard. The right one.
Yeah, right.
Well, I couldn't miss. That was right.
Okay, now when two boats meet, who has the right of way?
The biggest boat.
No. The boat that's on the right. It's the same as the rules of the road.
Yeah, but what if they're coming straight at each other?
Then we're back to the biggest boat.
What are we doing?
Hi, Cindy. Well, we're learning a little bit about sailing, sweetheart.
Can I learn, too?
Why, sure.
Where's Bobby?
He's still busy at school.
What's he doing?
He stopped seven kids from running down the stairs, and he was still trying to get their names when I left.
Well, he's really serious about being the long arm of the law.
Hey, wait! Stop! You're running in the halls.
It's okay, it's my brother.
Sam!
Cindy! What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I know her name. What's yours?
Last name first.
Bobby, you can't turn me in. I'm your own sister.
Watch it. I can also cite you for arguing with a safety monitor.
Neatness counts. Thanks, Alice.
What's the cheese for?
For you. All rats eat cheese.
What was that all about?
Oh, she's just sore because I was doing my duty. I had to turn her name in because she was running in the hall.
Oh, that's why she had to stay after school, because you reported her?
Yeah. She was running in the hall. When you break a rule, you have to get punished.
Well, I'll keep it down to a slow walk in the kitchen.
And you wrote down the names, even mine.
But that's his job, sweetheart.
Yes, but I'm his very own sister.
Well, that doesn't give you any special privileges. The same rules apply to you that apply to everyone else.
I don't see why they should.
Let me see. I'll try to explain it to you this way. Let's say that Bobby was a policeman, and I drove through a red light. Accidentally, of course. Well, I would expect him to give me a ticket.
Your own son?
Absolutely.
Boy, if I ever had a son who was a policeman and he gave me a ticket, I'd give him a spanking. I guess she was complaining about me.
You guessed right.
I guess you took her side.
You guessed wrong.
You didn't?
Yeah. Well, Cindy didn't like it, but... Well, you were just doing your duty, honey.
I'm glad you understand, Ma.
Oh, I do, I do. Listen, being in a position of authority isn't easy.
Right. Thanks, Mom. It's kind of tough being a lawman. It's a big responsibility.
Oh, I know, officer. I wonder if he really would give me a ticket.
Well, can it wait? I'm awful busy.
I just saw Alice setting the table.
So?
It's your turn to set the table tonight.
What business is that of yours?
Mom and Dad told us not to go pushing off our chores on Alice.
Well, look, Bobby, I have...
You're breaking a rule. People can't just go around breaking rules.
Bobby, you are safety at school, not at home.
A rule is a rule, at school or at home. You're going to be on my report.
What report?
I'm turning in a report to Mom and Dad at the end of the week.
Well, I've got a very good reason for not setting the table.
And I've got a very good reason for reporting you. You broke a rule. See you later.
By 11:30.
Sorry I woke you up, Bobby.
You're 25 minutes late.
Go back to sleep.
I'm gonna have to tell Mom and Dad.
Huh?
You're gonna be on my report at the end of the week.
What report?
You broke a rule. You came in late.
Well, listen, I have a very good reason for being late.
That's what they all say.
How could they cram 10 feet of nerve into 4 feet of kid?
You know, I thought everybody would love the way that Jan and I painted the boat.
Boats are supposed to be one color. You want to scare the fish to death?
Okay, so we goofed.
Listen, you're lucky you're not on Bobby's report.
Yeah, do you believe that report?
I have to. I'm on it.
So am I, little stinker.
Well, what do you want it for?
Well, I'm not supposed to borrow any of Mom's things unless I ask. Bobby saw me borrowing a bracelet. You know, I think being a school safety's gone right to his fat little head.
I'd like to give him a good kick right in his fat little other end.
2 eggs, check. 2 cups, cream, check. Beat at highest speeds for 30 seconds.
Alice?
Hmm?
I just went by the trash cans. You've got some spray bottles and cans in with the other things.
So?
They're supposed to be kept separate. Sorry, but I'm going to have to put you on my report.
Report?
Yay!
Yes, Miss Brady. Boy, does that look neat.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the captain?
Your father, of course.
What am I going to be?
Probably seasick.
Oh, hey, when can we go sailing, Dad?
Well, if we get the sail back that I ordered today, we ought to be able to put it in the water on the weekend.
Good. Wow.
Hey, that's really great, Dad. Hey, where are you going all dressed up?
All us safeties have to go to school and get our picture taken.
Well, just be careful and don't get your good clothes dirty, okay?
Don't worry, I won't. See you later.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Dad, does he have to go with us when we launch the boat?
Well, now, that's a silly question. Of course he does.
Well, if he's gonna go, I don't really think I want to.
That goes double for me.
Make that triple.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back here. What is this? Huh? We haven't even launched the boat yet. We got a mutiny.
What's going on here?
Well, we can't even make a move without him putting us down in the
court.
See you guys later.
Oh, Bobby! Bobby! Oh, my, glad to see you.
Hi, Jill.
You gotta help me. My cat's stuck.
Your cat?
Around the corner. It's stuck in that old house they're gonna tear down. I can't get in. It's all boarded up.
Well, we can't go in that old house. There's a sign right out in the front that says no trespassing.
Please, you've gotta get Pandora out for me.
Gee, Jill, I'd like to help, but it says keep out. A rule's a rule.
What if Pandora's hurt? You've gotta help me. Please, you've gotta get Pandora out for me.
Well, I know I'm not supposed to do this. Dad are gonna kill me.
Mom? Dad?
Good luck. I still got a whole hour.
Here, let me help, Alice.
if it's one thing I hate, it's a last day half price bargain sale.
Oh, me too. All that pushing and shoving and grabbing. I hope I didn't hurt anybody.
I have told those kids not to leave the door open.
What on earth?
Oh, my goodness, where are all those suds coming from?
Well, the washing machine must be on.
Well, Alice, did you leave it on automatic?
I wasn't even using it today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Alice, the washing machine's gone crazy!
Mom!
Mrs. Brady, the suds are calling you.
Bobby!
Yeah, me!
Oh, Bobby. Here he is.
Where are you?
Here he is.
Oh, what in the world happened? Are you all right?
I think so.
What were you doing?
Washing my clothes.
You're supposed to take your clothes off before you wash them.
Bobby.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you should be.
But when there wasn't anybody home, I figured I could wash my good clothes and you'd never find out.
Well, what do you think? Calls for punishment, doesn't it?
I broke a rule. I have to get punished.
Well, not necessarily, Bobby.
What do you mean?
Well, you did break a rule, but you saved the little girl's cat, and that's a good reason for breaking a rule.
Bob, we always have to have rules and laws, but we also have to use them with reason and justice.
You mean you're not going to punish me?
Not for this.
Oh, wow! Thanks!
Wait a minute. We're not through yet, you know.
What else is there?
I want to talk to you about that report you're making out for us.
What about it?
Listen, Bobby, other people have reasons for breaking rules, too, you know.
Do you know why Greg was late getting home that night?
No.
Well, because his date forgot her house key. Her parents weren't home, and he didn't want her waiting around the house alone at night.
Gee, I guess that is a good reason for breaking a rule. But Greg never told me that.
Well, he says he tried to, but you wouldn't listen.
And you know the reason why Jan didn't set the table that night?
No.
Because she had to read a book for a test the next morning.
And one more thing. Being an authority at school does not give you that same authority at home. You understand?
Yes, sir.
From what we've heard, you have become the most unwelcome young man at Clinton Avenue Elementary School.
Let alone at home.
I guess I was a real stinker, huh?
I guess the name Stinker fits pretty well.
Maybe I should apologize to him, huh?
I think that would be a very good idea. Well, I hope you've learned something from all this.
Boy, I sure have. First, even if you have authority, you gotta listen to people. And second, you gotta use good justice and reason, like you said.
Good. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, the most important thing of all.
What's that?
Never use a whole box of soap in the washing machine.
You can say that.
Okay, everybody. We've got to loosen the mast and lash the boat to the top of the car, then we're going to put her in the water.
Hey, where's Bobby?
I thought he was here.
Where'd you get those?
That's tighter than your skin. Mom told me to wear something that it wouldn't matter if it got dirty or wet.
Aren't those his good pants?
Those were his good pants. Listen, Bobby, next time, before you wash something, will you check the label where it says dry clean only?
Okay, come on, everybody. We've got to take the mask down first.
Okay.
Everybody get in position.
Here, put your hands.
Right, loosen the line there.
Okay.
And ready? One, two, three, heave.
Uh-oh. Excuse me, I'll be back in just a minute. What's the matter with Bobby?
I think he got a split amidships.
Yeah, and I'll bet he's got a draft. Aft.